Good morning, everyone. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy. Today, I want to talk a little bit about strings. Yeah, I know strings have a tendency to be a little boring, but strings also are very important, and we work with strings all the time in Windows PowerShell. So, quite often, we think that we need to use regular expressions or something like that to work with strings, but as it turns out, the .NET framework has a lot of, very, very powerful methods, properties, and stuff that we can use. So I can use getMember to look at the static properties and stuff that we have. And we can see that we've got some methods. So is null or empty, is null or whitespace. And these actually are pretty useful because it means that I can use these all the time. They're always available. So, for instance, if I create a string, I'll just call it $a is equal to a string. Then this is a string. So if I look at it, then we can see that it's a string. If I send it to a getMember, then it comes back and it tells me right up here that it is in fact a string. Cool. So what if I go back to my static methods from the string class? So if I go to string and I go, is it null or empty? And so I can tab through this, so I don't have to do a lot of typing. Even though these names have a tendency to get very long, I can just kind of like tab, and I say $a. And this is going to let me know, is this string empty or is it null? And it says no. Okay, that's cool. So what about if I go to I don't have a variable called $z. And so what if I come over here and I just say $z? Is it null or empty? Well, yeah, it says it is in fact null or empty. And that's, we would expect it to be either null or empty, wouldn't we? And so what if I take $b? So I'm going to create a new variable. And I'm going to put a space in here, and we see this sometimes when we're reading from CSV files or other kinds of data, and there's a space in there, and is it null? Is it empty? No, it's not, and there's actually something there. It's a space, and that's not necessarily means it's the final frontier, but it is in fact space. Okay, cool. So what if I go back over here now and I basically erase that space, if you will, and is it null or empty now? And it comes back and says, yeah, it is in fact either null or empty. And the reason that I say this is important is because if I'm reading data and I've got a white space in there and I try to do sorting or selecting, then it's going to mess things up. If it's null or if it's empty, then it might also mess things up. And so I really need to know, is this string null or empty? Well, what about the other method that we've got? And the other method was, is it null or is it a white space? So I'm going to create another variable, and this time I'm going to call this variable $c. And $c is equal to that space that we had earlier. So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, is it null or is it a white space? And $c and comes back and says, yes, true. It is in fact either null or it is in fact have a white space. And so by using this stuff, I can quickly and easily find out, is this variable, is this thing that I'm working with, is it null, is it empty, or is it a white space? And this is very quick, very easy for me to be able to do this, to look at this stuff. I don't have to mess with complicated regular expression patterns that I'm not necessarily going to be able to remember or anything. Just quick and easy. And now here I was using examples from looking at variables that I created. Well, I did this so that I could, basically illustrate the point. But I can use these things from when I read a text file. And I need to parse that information, because I've got a string. And if I've got a string, then I can look and I can see, hey, is this string null? Is it empty? And whether I'm doing this, directly or indirectly is still a very powerful method. So hope that you can use this and that it helps make things easier for you. And I am Ed Wilson, the Microsoft scripting guy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye.